Good morning and welcome to Monday, 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. This was not a good weekend for just about anybody in football, was it? I'll start off by saying I was very upset that my Florida Gators fell to Vanderbilt at home. At home in the swamp.
Florida's having a down year.
Yeah, Florida's having a bad year. And of course, here's what's really interesting. I know most of you don't really care about this, but I do. So therefore, I want to talk about it. The Florida Gators are way down this year.
Well, not down that far. They're still ahead of Wisconsin in the rankings.
Well, okay, but I mean where the Gators need to be. It's been an off 3 years, and they are calling for the head of the coach. They are calling for his head on a spike. Also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which again nobody cares. Another very bad, and everybody's calling for the head of the coach. They're calling for him to be, you know, eviscerated, put on a spike in front of the stadium, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the Packers lost yesterday, but I don't look at it as a fault of the coach. I don't look at it as a fault of the team. Just a horrible string of injuries. The secondary quarterback is injured, in the first couple, three plays?
Right. Right.
You know, when I saw that,
there are still some Mike McCarthy haters going at it out there, saying the play calling was bad. Dom Capers, of course, is on the wanted list again, saying the defense isn't playing very well and it's his fault because of the defenses he's calling. He's not calling enough blitzing and things like that. So there's always going to be people pissing and moaning about something.
Yeah, I guess so. But I was very surprised and stunned when the replacement, and I can't remember his name.
Scott Tolzien, former Badger.
No. The other guy.
Seneca Wallace.
Seneca Wallace, yeah. when he was off and they said, okay, he's out. And I'm like, he's not hurt. Look at him. He's just stretching. What's wrong? And they played the replay of the play where supposedly he got hurt. And he didn't look like he got hurt.
Pulled a groin muscle. And if you've ever done that, you know that you can't move around very well with a pulled groin muscle. There's no way that he was going to be able to avoid anybody with a pulled groin muscle.
But Holman told his wife that he is indeed on the inactive list.
So it was just, it was painful.
You know, people sometimes forget this. In the NFL, it's really hard when the quarterback who hasn't practiced all week has to come in. Because in the NFL, your backup quarterback usually doesn't work out at all with the first team and usually runs the plays of the other team. So when you say, you're in now, that guy doesn't have the whole playbook at his disposal and doesn't run the offense the way that the regular starter
does. The things that Packer fans have to realize is that what they're going through now is what other teams' fans have been going through for the last 25 years. The Packers have used three quarterbacks in the last 20 years. In the last week, they've used three. So, you know, other teams have used 20 quarterbacks in the last 20 years.
So Tebow's looking pretty good.
That would be negatory. No.
But the Packers today are going to go out and sign another quarterback.
Yeah.
Because if Seneca Wallace is injured, you can't play with just one quarterback.
Nope.
Somebody's telephone is going to ring.
Well, and you said that if Tolzien got hurt, that Jordy Nelson was up next?
Well, that's what I had heard. But then somebody suggested John Kuhn might be the backup quarterback as well, or the emergency quarterback. I can't imagine how that would work out.
I can hear an announcement in the stadium.
Attention, is anyone in the stadium able to play quarterback? Thank you.
I could just, you know.
Many of the old-timers were back for that game yesterday. You know, is Randy Wright on the sidelines?
Well, apparently, you know, Jordy Nelson's qualifications are that he played quarterback in high school. Well, there'd be a lot of people at a Packer game who would have that level of qualification, right?
Yeah.
So are you telling me that they would rather suit up Jordy Nelson in the QB spot than bring on Tim Tebow?
No, he was the emergency guy in case, you know, last resort.
Who would you rather see, Jordy or Tebow?
Well, I can't imagine.
You have to choose between the two.
Well, Tebow, obviously, but I can't imagine they're going to bring Tebow in.
Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Tom has now endorsed bringing on Tim Tebow.
I did not. It's going to be interesting to see who they bring in, though. You know, you're thinking maybe the guys that were in training camp, maybe Graham Harrell or B.J. Coleman will get a call because they know the offense at least a little bit.
Now, if Brett Favre could find his phone.
No, stop it. No, don't just stop it.
You know?
No, just stop it.
What is that? I hear bells. I'm suiting up.
See,
I'm ready to go.
Maybe I'm too sentimental for the NFL. I love the bring back Brett Favre idea.
Really?
I would not want to do that. The emergency quarterback, and it would bring him back into Packer Nation and all of that.
Everybody would kiss and make up and heal the wound and so forth.
He's already admitting that he's got memory loss and probably CTE with the rest of them. He had all of that while he was playing.
Then what harm would it be for bringing him back?
Just stop it now.
The only thing I would hate is if he did play and got really badly hurt. That would be one of those things like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
But Tom is right. The Packers, they will probably be going through the scrap heap of, you know, they'll go to the island of unwanted quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Rodgers will be back in, what, 3 weeks? So
maybe.
Hopefully,
oh, after what they saw yesterday, if Rodgers could be back today, he'd be back.
How you feeling, buddy? Can you suit up?
Scott Tolzien did not play badly, and you'll hear Mike McCarthy talk about him later this morning. Yeah. McCarthy is peeved about something. He wouldn't say what in the press conference yesterday. He said a reoccurring situation that needs to be dealt with. But when asked for details, he wouldn't give them. So I don't know if it's something on the defensive side of the ball, if it's all of the injuries, and he's going to go after the training staff, what the situation is. We're going to find out more in the next couple of days, but Mike McCarthy is not a happy man.
There was some reporting in actually posted overnight. It would be in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that Mike McCarthy huddled with the defense after the game before the guys were dismissed.
Uh-huh.
And his message was, the game is 60 minutes, not 50 or 51 minutes.
All right. Well, there it is. There's football talk. That's it for today. That's all I know. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News will be right back with a weather update from our friend Justin Lowe.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.